On the way next, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. And Patty Beavers is in this morning to help us out this morning. It is Friday morning. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
Yeah. Family Crisis and Counseling Center. I'm sure you're busy this time of year.
We are. The, domestic violence, people abuse because they choose to.
Okay, I'll buy that.
All right. You want to go, but we found, and there's, some research disagrees, because of the complexity of domestic violence, this extensive heat, these high heat indexes, for these, past week or 10 days, that can trigger, domestic violence, but it's hot. They don't have, their electricity's looking at being cut off, or it doesn't work properly, they don't have a cool place to go to. You can only go to the mall for so long, to stay cool. We get a lot more calls, especially for shelter, during that time, because timbers flare. For the best of people, timbers flare.
Sure.
But then you also go into, this is the time of year, then there's additional costs to get kids ready for school.
Mm-hmm.
The job market, is going to play into that. Then, if there's job reductions, that's a tremendous stressor for anyone. So these aren't just for victims of domestic violence or abusers. They affect everyone. It's how you, react to these situations.
How do you differentiate between just, a true domestic violence incident where, someone has a pattern, I guess is probably the best way to look at it, and just, I'm hot, I'm irritable, I yelled at the kids sort of thing?
Okay. Generally, they're not the ones that come in to see us. It's the ones, then there is a history. There's normally, but not always, an underlying history of some form of abuse there. Mm-hmm. Or they're not going, enough's enough. Occasionally, if law enforcement does go out to these calls on a domestic call like that, they do recommend, that the victim in that particular case, contact us, come and see us. If nothing else, if they don't want to file for a protective order, we have services that we can talk to them about, or just lay the groundwork for future, if you give them resources of what might be available to them to help make things a little bit better.
Well, and you're there to stand by the recipient of that violence, whatever it might be, whether it's verbal or physical or emotional, however it affects the individual, and you're going to help them through it.
Right. It's it seems like I see a lot of cases, a higher majority of my clients that come in, and there's substance abuse that plays into this. Now, substance abuse does not cause, domestic violence. Mm-hmm. That, is already there. But people that have problems with alcohol or drugs, it can then make it more frequent. You're working with too many issues here. It's enough to work with a partner that has domestic violence tendencies, that they're just very, very angry, and you're already on eggshells with that. But then you turn in, adding street drugs. These aren't doctor-prescribed drugs. That is an issue, although it could be.
It could be drugs that were prescribed for somebody else.
Absolutely. Yeah, could be. But you start adding those, and a lot of times, they may drink too much or take too many drugs because, they're all these tendencies are there. A lot of times there's untreated, I'll say, mental illnesses there that need to be diagnosed or have been diagnosed, and they don't want to take the medication, and they just need to get on the medication to level things out. And it's easier for them to choose to medicate that instead of with the medication with alcohol or drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But people that, if just because you have a problem with alcohol or just because you have a problem with drugs does not mean you're going to be an abuser, I'm not saying that at all, but it just can, you know, trigger and make things worse, you know, more frequent.
Well, and the same substance, whatever it may be, affects different people differently. You get somebody too many beers, so some of them are going to get up and aggressive, and others are going to go sit on the couch and fall asleep. So it can affect people several different ways.
Absolutely. And if they don't have these violent tendencies, they're going to be the ones that go get on the couch. You know, the ones that drink to excess, whether, excuse me, you know, they have a tendency to drink to excess then, and then, yes, maybe they drink to excess and they don't even remember some of the things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the end of the day, these, you know, violent tendencies are there. They need to be treated.
And that's part of what Family Crisis and Counseling Center is there for. You're there to, you know, go to court with the victim and work through that process of getting protective order or shelter services. And you're also there to help with the men changing choosing a change class and some of the other classes where people can get themselves back on the right path.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, our services are free for victims. And, you know, we encourage them to come in and visit with us and take, you know, look at the resources that we have. If our resources aren't what's best for them, you know, we also give them other resources. You know, what we want for them, you know, is to be successful and be free of being in harm from domestic abuse. We have clients that come in and it's nothing physical.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, sometimes they've become so traumatized over the years. From the emotional and the controlling part of the relationship, they develop strategies, you know, in their head kind of mm-hmm. to keep themselves safe, or they think they're going to keep themselves safe. And maybe that was with a previous partner / abuser.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get in a relationship they think's going to be a healthy relationship or a better relationship, and then this person, you know, starts, you know, not initially, but then with time, and it can be months, you know, or it can be, you know, a year or so, when that little subtle control isn't working and they become more controlling, and they like to enforce the rules, whether they can see people and have you use the, you know, use their phone, or they monitor their phone, they monitor what time they leave work and how long it took them to get home, you know, every little aspect of their life.
Wow. Got to spend too much time at too many stoplights.
That doesn't work. Yeah. Believe me, I don't think they fall for those. So, you know, we see just a lot of different issues. There's you know, it's just amazing the control and how the control and the threats work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh my gosh, you know. But, you know, they threaten to harm the family, or they threaten to harm the children, threaten to take off with the children. You'll never see them again. They think they know their rights in this relationship, and they have you believing they know their rights, and make threats. And women have a tendency, and men, I'm sure, have a tendency to stay because they don't want them to take off with the children, mm-hmm. or, you know, it may be their only means of support.
And they rationalize it, you know, 24 hours later, it's not that bad, and or they do other things that put them right back in the same relationship.
The abuser can turn it around, and they do this. They turn it around and let you know why it was your fault. If you had, you know, already had dinner ready, or if you had been here when you know, I told you to be here, or if you had already, you know, or you're crazy. You know, there's nothing, you know, you're crazy, you know. They begin to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think that they're crazy, and because they've told it over and over and over, you know, that there's nothing wrong with the abuser. It is the victim.
Wow. AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. We're talking with Patty Beavers and some of the services that are available through Family Crisis and Counseling Center, and some of the problems that particularly as we look at the forecast with a high near 100 and some triple-digit heat indexes that may just come up more frequently than other times. We'll continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and continuing our time this morning with Patty Beavers. And Patty, I was thinking about this morning's conversation, and I had to pull this up. This is something from the 60s. Happened to be a commercial for aspirin, but it still kind of plays along this situation that we're talking about.
Jimmy, please, not now. I'm too busy. Control yourself. Sure, you have a headache, tense, irritable, but don't take it out on him.
Okay, the rest of it was just the commercial, so I'll leave that one alone. Mm-hmm. But, we're talking about that situation, but magnified a lot.
Absolutely. it's just the best I can say.
Yeah.
It is... Think about the pressure and the tensions, and you're trying so hard to keep things diffused at home where these things don't happen. Yes, then the kids are affected. Either through your inability to cope because of what's going on in your life, it's taken out on them. And they grow up thinking all this is normal because they don't know any better. It's
right.
It's the pattern. It's what they've seen, and then they carry it forward in life. We've got services for that. we have services for the victims and the children, because mm-hmm. you've got to break the cycle somewhere. And you're just kidding yourself if you think the kids weren't affected because they didn't witness it. They hear it. The tension's there.
Right. That bedroom wall, that door that you close isn't that thick. It doesn't stop.
Oh, no. And, a lot of times, it goes both ways. A victim of domestic violence, they may not be able to cope, and then they may not be the healthiest parent for the child either.
Yeah.
Or you have the others that are just, just giving it their all, It's really hot right now, being at the mall, walking in the evenings and stuff, I can see women out there with their little children just trying to find a cool place, mm-hmm. A safe place for them to be during this high heat, not at home where, things could blow up. Or maybe they don't have a safe place to stay, so they try to stay away and keep the kids, calm and out of people's hair. And
people do develop those coping strategies.
Right.
Whenever they can.
Right. Right. So, there's, and come and talk to us, because, that's a crisis going on in your life, and we have resources, of places and things that you can do, if you've not thought of those to help diffuse the situation. Maybe you don't want a protective order. That's great. But let us talk to you, give some options then on how you can better understand the situation, and then maybe take that control back, where you don't allow them to suck you in about if you're crazy or this is your fault, and if you hadn't, this would have never happened, and stuff like that.
When you get the opportunity to talk with these individuals, I'm sure part of what you're saying is, let's at least, get the police involved, document the situation, mm-hmm. so that later down the road, if you find it gets worse, you've got a history already.
Right. A lot of times they don't want to call the police, and then journal it. But at the same time, if you don't report it to the police, whether anything's done about it or not, maybe it's not a situation where charges would be filed, where they turn that in, for the district attorney to determine if charges should be filed. But it's that history that you're building. You might not need it for 6 months. you know, but at some point something big could happen, and then it becomes he said, she said in court, you know, if you don't have any actual proof. If you were concerned enough about it that you contacted the police and made a log of the incident, then you have something then to show there is a history, you know, to the point that the police came out and did, you know, log in this report. Mm-hmm. It's really important that people keep text messages and voice messages, pictures of the abuse and stuff like that. You might not want to do anything about it now, but something may change, you know, and then you've deleted all of it because it is unpleasant, and I understand that. But you may really wish that you had it later. We encourage them to take screenshots of those pictures and text messages and call logs and email it to themselves or friends, someone other than what's just on their phone, because it's very common for that phone to be destroyed or something to happen to it.
Sure. If the individual thinks that phone is the only evidence, then we do away with it.
They monitor. Yeah, and they monitor those
phones. Get your new phone. What, here, let's go take you out and get your new phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, none of that stuff's there, so.
Okay. Well, it's certainly something that goes on, and people need to be aware of it. And if we're talking to a friend, acquaintance, a family member, the individual themselves, mm-hmm. who might be in that situation, the information can be helpful. You're here also just to deal with the teen situation. School's going to be starting mm-hmm. up here again real soon, and you're going to be back in, I'm sure, again this year in area schools just with some information on dating violence and that sort of thing.
Right. We have our prevention program. It's a curriculum that we go into the schools that ask us to, and there it could be elementary to high school, you know, and that basically is. Right now, I think our focus has been more from sixth grade on. Mm-hmm. We have had elementary, and we do elementary. But yes, the prevention, it could be bullying. It could be, you know, for the younger ones, about the alcohol and drug. And, you know, these little kids know way more than you think they do.
Sure.
You know, what's appropriate, not appropriate, as far as other people's behavior, you know, if kids aren't comfortable, you know, this isn't. And then we do also spend quite a bit of time with the older kids then with the teen dating violence, because, you know, they date earlier, they call it dating, you know, and you know, it amazes me at how early that these control issues start out, you know, that may innocently then turn into to the push and shove and slap and hit. Mm-hmm. But more than anything, just that, you know, brutal control of who they can talk to and who they can say, this is supposed to be a good time in their life.
Well, it was probably bad enough when that telephone was hooked up to the wall with a cord. But now that the phone goes with the individual all the time, it's a whole lot easier mm-hmm. to call and just, hey, I just want to check in. How's, mm-hmm. how's it going? Where are you at? What you doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who are you with? You know, I told you not to go there. I told you not to, you know. It knows no age. But that type of behavior, that type of control and coerciveness, that's learned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just don't wake up tomorrow deciding they're going to be this way. You know, that's a learned behavior.
And that's something that your agency is here to be a resource for. If people, you know, need just to get some advice, somebody to talk to, you're a good resource to
absolutely.
Pick up the phone.
You know, we do as many crisis or contact calls, or just as nearly as many, within 40 or 50 contact calls with the public or someone in a crisis as we do protective orders. You know, that includes people wanting shelter. And we get that throughout the state. It's just not Bartlesville residents that are wanting to come to our shelter because the shelters stay full.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or maybe, you know, my son or my daughter, you know, my niece, you know, and that's what we want them to do. Call us. Let us talk to them about what options are, what, you know, resources we have available, so then they can, you know, give our name and number to their loved one, and we can, you know, possibly, they would have to call us and want the help.
It's an easy number to remember.
Absolutely. 918-336-1188.
And Patty, if again, Family Crisis and Counseling Center, thank you so much for coming in this morning and giving us an update on this summertime. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
Terry, the FBI is investigating an officer-involved shooting after a late-night pursuit in Blaine County Wednesday. The suspect is hospitalized.